With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Snow, freezing rain, and bitter cold in much of the country.
The National Weather Service says a major winter storm is forecast to produce heavy snow and significant ice starting in the Central Plains and moving east. Lead forecaster Bob Orovec says winter is back.
A lot of cold air in place across the country. It's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the East United States over the next several days.
He says 6 to 12 inches of snow forecast to stretch anywhere from Kansas to D.C. Baltimore as temperatures drop. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia-appointed officials in Moscow-occupied Crimea have announced a regional emergency after oil was detected on the coast of Sevastopol. The city is the largest in the Crimean Peninsula. Fuel oil spilled out on two storm-stricken tankers nearly 3 weeks ago in the Kerch Strait close to the eastern Crimea. Officials in Russia's southern Krasnodar region said Saturday that nearly 7,000 people were still working to clean up the spill. Also at SRNNews.com, a lawmaker says the New Year's Day attacks resulted from weak national security policies from the Biden administration. Reporter Bernie Bennett has details.
Following months of warnings about a resurgent terrorism threat, an Army veteran inspired by ISIS slammed a pickup truck into crowd celebrating New Year's in New Orleans. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin tells the Salem Radio Network he wasn't surprised.
Are they linked? I'm not sure. Could they be linked? Absolutely. Was the first one designed to be a signal to President Trump? Potentially. Was the second one? Absolutely.
The former Navy SEAL said this attack and the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas on the same day represent a long-standing concern about threats from homegrown extremists who radicalize on their own before committing mass violence in the name of foreign groups. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More online at srnnews.com. More trouble for Christians in Sri Lanka. SRN's Michael Harrington.
Lawmakers in the island nation are considering a bill that would place greater restrictions on houses of worship. Every proposed new church in the Buddhist-majority country has to register with the government, but this legislation would require that all the established churches go through the same process, raising the possibility that some congregations that have been meeting for decades might suddenly be shut down. Christians make up about 7% of the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of companies have opted to abandon the LGBT agenda lately, and experts say many more will likely do so now that President Trump is returning to office. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies, especially federal contractors. But angry complaints from customers got the ball rolling over the past year with companies such as Lowe's, Harley-Davidson, Ford, and others. This is SRN News. Reaching the age of 100 is remarkable, but a woman in Japan went way beyond that.
Tomiko Itoka was the world's oldest person before her death this week. She was 116 years of age. A family spokesman says the woman loved bananas and yogurt and had become the oldest person last year following the death of 117-year-old Maria Branius. She was born May 23, 1908. She is survived by one son, one daughter, and five grandchildren. Jason Walker reporting.
Speaking of 100, Jimmy Carter's long public goodbye began in Georgia, where the 39th U.S. president's life started more than 100 years ago. A motorcade Saturday with his flag-draped casket began at the Phoebe Sumter Medical Center in Americus and passed through his hometown of Plains, Georgia, and family farm before going to Atlanta. You'll find more news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.